This podcast is made possible by thousands of dedicated listeners just like you. Be a part of this powerful three-decade legacy of evangelization by visiting materdeiradio.com or downloading the Hail Mary Media app. And thank you for joining us on the bridge between your faith and everyday life.
Mater Dei Radio proudly presents The Glory of the Mass with Terry Ross. From the earliest roots of the Christian faith, music has played a central role in holy worship. For the next hour, let your spirit soar as we highlight selected pieces of beautiful sacred music from the rich history of the Catholic liturgy. Now, here's the host of The Glory of the Mass, Terry Ross.
Welcome to The Glory of the Mass, a weekly program devoted to beautiful sacred music performed as part of the Catholic liturgy. I'm your host, Terry Ross, and in today's program, we'll concentrate on music for the Feast of Pentecost, one of the church year's most important days. Like several other very important days, Pentecost is celebrated with two Masses, a vigil Mass for the previous Saturday evening and a Mass of the day for Pentecost. The holy day of Pentecost, which is celebrated 50 days after Easter Sunday, commemorates the descent of the Holy Spirit upon the apostles and other followers of Jesus while they were in Jerusalem celebrating the Feast of Weeks, a Jewish holiday celebrated on the 50th day after Passover, as described in the Acts of the Apostles. The term Pentecost comes from the Greek Pentecoste, meaning 50th. The holy day is also called White Sunday or Whitsunday or Whitsun, especially in Great Britain, where traditionally the next day, Whit Monday, was also a public holiday. The Monday after Pentecost is a legal holiday in many European nations. You might already know that in these programs we focus on the parts of the Mass that are traditionally sung by a cantor or choir. Of these, there are 10. Five of them are on texts particular to the day of the church calendar, and five others, called the ordinary, whose texts are unchanging, are used at many different times of the church year, such as today's Mass by the 16th and early 17th century Italian composer Giovanni Francesco Anerio. Anerio was the younger brother of Felice Anerio. Giovanni's principal importance in music history was his contribution to the early development of the oratorio. He represented the progressive trend within the otherwise conservative Roman school. The first five bits of the Mass are called the proper because the text of each is specific to the day it is sung. Today we'll skip these in favor of hearing all of Giovanni Anerio's Missa Pulchra Es, Mary is Beautiful, and a selection of seven motets by other Italian composers in honor of our all-Italian month of May. We'll hear all five parts of the ordinary, the Kyrie, the Gloria, the Credo, the Sanctus, and the Agnus Dei. But we'll start with a motet by Giovanni Anerio's older brother, Felice. It's called Regina Coeli Laetare, referring to Mary as the Queen of Heaven. This is sung for us by the British ensemble, The 16.
Thank you.
That was the motet Regina Coeli Laetare, a composition by Felice Anerio. Now is the time to dip into Giovanni Anerio's Mass Ordinary. We'll start with the Kyrie, the Lord have mercy, Christ have mercy, Lord have mercy. The singers of Anerio's Mass today are, again, the 16.
Thank you.
We've heard the Kyrie of the Missa Regina Caeli Laetare by Giovanni Anerio. Now we'll pause briefly in our examination of the Mass Ordinary for a second motet by Giovanni's older brother Felice Anerio. This one is called Christus Resurgens, Christ Has Been Raised from the Dead. The singers this time are a boys' choir from Germany, the Dresdner Kreuzchor. We've been listening to Felice Anerio's motet Christus Resurgens, sung by a boys' choir from Dresden. Now we'll continue with the second section of the Mass Ordinary, the Gloria, or Greater Doxology. The singers of Giovanni Onerio's Mass are again the 16. That was the Gloria of the Missa Pulchra S by Giovanni Onerio. So let's follow up with a motet by the same composer, this one called Ego Quasi Vitis, a text from Ecclesiastes, meaning, as the vine, I have brought forth a pleasant odor. The singers will be the Ensemble de Decantus from Venice.
Mm-hmm.
That was the motet Ego Quasi Vitis, sung by an ensemble from Venice. And this brings us to the spiritual center of the Mass, the Nicene Creed. Here, Anerio's Credo are the 16.
Thank you.
That was a central bit of today's Mass Ordinary, the Credo, in its setting by Giovanni Onerio. Now we'll pause in our progress through the Mass for a third motet by Giovanni Onerio's older brother Felice, Ave Maris Stella, Hail Queen of the Sea. The performers will be the Maîtrise de la Cathédrale de Dijon. We've heard a motet by Onerio's brother Felice, Ave Maris Stella. We can now return to Giovanni Onerio's Mass Ordinary with the Sanctus and Benedictus and the superb British ensemble, the 16.
Oh.
We've heard the Sanctus and Benedictus of Giovanni Anerio's Missa Pulchra S. But before zooming to the final part of this Mass, the Agnus Dei, let's stop for another sacred motet, this time an Ave Maria by Giulio Caccini, an Italian contemporary of the Anerio brothers. We'll hear a modern updating of this lovely piece by the Project Instrumental of the Ensemble Dodecantus from Venice.
Thank you.
That was an Ave Maria by Giulio Caccini in a modern updating by an ensemble from Venice. And this brings us finally to the Agnus Dei of Giovanni Anerio's Mass Ordinary, the Missa Pulchra S. Again, the 16. That was the Agnus Dei of our Mass Ordinary for Pentecost. But we still have time left for two more Italian motets. First is Jubilate Deo Omnis Terra, Celebrate the Lord All Ye Lands, by Andrea Gabrielli, another composer from Venice, who was the organist at St. Mark's for the last 19 years of his life. Here, the performers are the Cambridge Singers.
Thank you.
We've heard Andrea Gabrielli's motet, Jubilate Deo. And for our final motet, here's one by Giovanni Nannino, another late Renaissance composer who was the most famous music teacher in late 16th century Rome. This one is called Diffusa Est Gratia, Grace Flows from Your Lips, because God has blessed you forever. The singers are the London Oratory Schola Cantorum. We've been listening to Giovanni Nannino's motet, Diffusa Est Gratia. And with it, we must end our program for today. I hope you've enjoyed the seven motets and the Mass by Giovanni Anerio. And I hope you'll tune in next weekend for our broadcast for the Feast of the Trinity. The Glory of the Mass is produced by Patrick Ryan. I'm your host, Cherry Ross, wishing you a most blessed Pentecost.
This has been The Glory of the Mass with Terry Ross. A weekly examination of the beautiful music of the sacred liturgy of the Catholic Church. For more information about this program, including a playlist from today's show, visit the Glory of the Mass online at materdeiradio.com. The Glory of the Mass is produced at the studios of Mater Dei Radio in Portland, Oregon.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please consider sharing it with a friend. You can support this vital mission of evangelization through materdeiradio.com or the Hail Mary Media app. And thank you for helping us lead souls to Jesus through the Blessed Virgin Mary.